The individuals that you see over here on the board, there are six of them. Evidently, earlier last night, they decide that they need to raise money for bond, to bond out a friend of theirs. Cynthia Register decides that she wants to be granddaughter of the year, and she says, hey, my grandfather has money, we can go and rob him. So they were all over there meeting in Santa Rosa County, get in a car or two, and come over to Escambia County, specifically the 7300 block of West Jackson Street.
So this was from the press conference last week with Escambia Sheriff Chip Simmons. I noticed two things in those comments. Number one is since being elected sheriff, I think that Chip is letting just a little bit more of his sarcasm flag fly. And I like that. And number two, you know, a lot of times we hear about Escambia folks going over to Santa Rosa and doing bad things, and that does happen. And in this case, he made a note that the folks from Santa Rosa went over into Escambia and did bad things. So, yeah, you know, crime doesn't know the boundaries. They can go both ways. Joining us now, we have Chief of the Escambia Sheriff's Office, Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, as always, thanks for having me, Andrew.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's just, for people who maybe didn't catch this story last week, let's get them caught up. This was the granddaughter and six friends went to rob the grandfather for bail money for a buddy, right?
That's exactly what happened. And the granddaughter, you know, they were trying to figure out how to raise the money for a bond. Again, this was, he's in jail over in Santa Rosa, and some of the suspects in this case, of course, live in Santa Rosa. And she said, I know who has money, and I know, you know, my grandfather does. Let's go rob him. And she told them all the way to the point of how to get into the house, you know, what window to get into. They cut the power, pried open. They went in the back door, cut the power, pried open the window, and were woke, you know, the grandfather. He was awakened by the noise and greeted them with a pistol there in the hallway. And it's lucky the suspect that was shot actually was armed with, it turned out to be a fake gun. It was an airsoft gun, but it certainly looked real. He's lucky to be alive.
Yeah.
Because the grandfather fired one round instead of unloading like some people may have. So it's, you know, nothing surprises me anymore. I've got 31 years in law enforcement, but when you see stuff like this, it's still kind of sad at what a granddaughter will do to her grandfather.
I thought the same thing, and I thought, I mean, how tragic for him, for her parents, assuming they're still alive. And, you know, and like the point that the sheriff pointed out was that she stayed outside because she knew he's got a gun. You know, like, it's just every part of this thing. And I'm with you. I think they got to be grateful just to be alive, because when you go into somebody's house armed with, and you know this, as I do, we play airsoft, those guns look as real as any gun unless you're up close, and especially if you've painted off the orange tip, which in the dark you can't see all that well. I mean, they are lucky that they're not dead.
Yeah, and they're facing serious charges. We arrested all six suspects, including the granddaughter, and, you know, it's no joke. They're facing serious prison time as a result of it. So, you know, maybe they'll be sent to the same prison as their buddy who was in jail for, you know, facing charges over in Santa Rosa County. So
you had another case where a guy was shot in his driveway at night, right?
It was a murder case. He was murdered, and that's, you know, him and his friend were apparently going for a bike ride. This was early morning. If I remember, I read the report. I want to say it was around 2:30 in the morning, something like that. And there's indication, we had some surveillance video from the neighborhood, and it looks like the suspect waited almost an hour to ambush him, and ambushed him in the driveway. Apparently, according to the one remaining witness, they got into a scuffle over a backpack, and the victim was shot and killed. And we're still looking for a suspect in that case, if you have any information on that.
So in that situation, I mean, I assume the investigation's kind of ongoing, but guys late at night rob another guy of a backpack after he leaves his house. I mean, it doesn't take a lot to read between the lines here.
Yeah, you know, it's not one of those. He was targeted. It looks like there's indication that he was targeted. We're not sure. It's hard to say at this point. You know, normally you can see there's paraphernalia or something in the house. There's indication that it may. We can certainly say that it was drug related. In this case, I don't think we have those pieces. So I want to be very cautious what I say, you know, publicly on the radio. But it looks like he waited an hour to ambush this guy and rob him of a backpack.
I did want to go back for just one second because there was one piece of the previous story with the six people that I wanted to emphasize. Your deputies were very clever in what they did in order to catch these folks at the hospital where they went after getting shot, right?
Yeah, great police work. So they knew that there had been a shots fired, that the homeowner shot at the suspects. They didn't know for certain that they shot somebody, but you know, just on the chance that they did, they ended up at the area hospitals, pulled in the parking lot, turned the lights off, we call it blacked out, and just kind of waited. And sure enough, you know, suspects come roaring into the emergency room there at Baptist Hospital in this case to dump off the victim. And there were two deputies. There was one that was inside the hospital waiting in the emergency room. They confronted them, and that's how they were able to identify and arrest all six of them. So it was great police work. And we got a lot of great police work going on. We had another case where our SWAT team and our narcotics unit hit a house. Investigative work kind of culminated in these search warrants. And in this case, we hit a house, and it was like, I think, 11 ounces of meth, 13 grams of cocaine, 9 grams of crack cocaine, 20 grams of oxy, 22 grams of hydrocodone, over $11,000 in cash, made an arrest. Larry Clay is a 22-year-old, is now in jail awaiting trial for that case. So it's great. We got great police work going on. We had an operation a couple weeks, weekend ago, where we opened it up to overtime, and we had as many as 25 additional deputies out just working these high crime. It's a targeted, you know, so not the shotgun approach. We're not going into neighborhoods and occupying neighborhoods. It's a very targeted approach to law enforcement, and we've made quite a few arrests, quite a few traffic stops off of that. And we're going to continue that during, we have spring break coming up.
Yeah, actually, hold that thought for just a second, Tommy, because I wanted to ask you about that. Hold on. By the way, just so you know, we're having a little bit of trouble with the phone. It's been okay so far, but if we get disconnected, we'll figure it out. Chief Tommy Leiter with the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. Chief, you're just getting ready to talk about this, and I wanted to ask you as well. Spring break is either here or coming up real soon, depending on what school you're at, next week for Escambia County anyway. Are you guys doing anything different this year for spring break? I assume with the bridge out, it's just different logistically for y'all.
Yeah, you know, Sheriff Simmons wanted to make sure that we had appropriate staffing during spring break, everything going on with the kids being out of school and some of the concerns that we have. So we're doubling the staffing, actually. So we'll have twice as many deputies out at Pensacola Beach. And then, of course, you know, as many as an additional 25 deputies per night through the weekend here in town. And they'll be spread out, you know, north end of the county and mid-level county as well. So they'll assist with, you know, want to make sure traffic control and anything that arises. I want to make sure that kids know to behave themselves. We will be out there enforcing traffic laws and you know, underage drinking and everything that goes on. But I want to make sure that the public feels safe as well.
Very good.
And know that we will be out there and increased staffing levels, significant increased staffing levels, I think I can say that.
Yeah, and I mean, it makes sense, too, because since the response time is so difficult, having them there staged in advance, especially out on the beach, is a necessity. Again, Tommy, thanks for the time. Thanks for giving me a call back. I appreciate that update. And, of course, I appreciate the work you do.
Thank you. Appreciate you.